A week solidarity, Briggy Team listener, when last week we left Fossil Resources Minister Madeleine King hit the planet preparing to release her future gas strategy. Madeleine, we pointed out, just loves a bit of gas, and coal. Predicted her future gas strategy would be gas for as long as the planet survives, Madeleine and Fossil Energy Minister Chris Bowen to Capital and their fossil friends. And this week, Madeleine announced her new future gas strategy, and what a surprise. It's gas for as long as the planet survives, Madeleine and Chris and their fossil friends, identical to the previous gas strategy, coinciding with new warnings that the planet cannot survive more gas and fossils. We must stop frying the planet, the fast-frying planet, but those warnings come from climate scientists. What would they know compared to Madeleine and Chris and their fossil friends? Chris, we ask Chris, how does the gas future strategy conform to your climate change commitments? Good question. Hang on, Meg, how does our... Hold on. Now, who are you talking to? Meg O'Neill before Profits from Woodside with Profits, my special advisor on energy. Meg, how does the gas future policy conform to our climate change commitments? It's critical to the transition from gas. What? Gas is critical to the transition from gas. Obviously, that's what Meg said, and she's an expert. So how long before we will have transitioned? Meg, how long before we will have transitioned? Tell him that's a stupid question. We must extract more and more gas so we can transition. We can transition from gas if there's no gas from which to transition. That's a stupid question. We can't transition from gas if there's no gas from which to transition. Then how will we cut emissions, address climate change? Look, obviously, we have a policy to achieve net zero by 2050. That's how we'll do it. But what will we do to do it other than burn more and more fossils? What will we do? Meg, he wants to know what will address climate change. Tell him, one, he's assuming there is climate change when all the experts, other than scientists and pesky activists and most of the population, experts like us know the jury is still out. And don't forget, who better to know than those who work with fossils every day? And two, transition is all about addressing climate change just in case there is such a thing as climate change. The jury's still out, and transition is all about addressing climate change if there is such a thing. And let me make it clear, the government accepts there is such a thing, and that's why we have adopted our policy of net zero by 2050. But your gas policy sees gas and coal still providing energy way beyond 2050. How can that be net zero? Good point. Meg, how can endless use of coal and gas be net zero? Another totally stupid question. Chris, you know and I know, but this dumb journalist can't get it through his thick head, that net zero is not zero. We have plans to plant lots of trees if climate change is ever proven, and have these people, these activists, got no concern for our shareholders? Where would our poor shareholders be without fossils? Mums and dads investors, what have these people got against mums and dads? Thanks, Meg. What have you got against mums and dads? Look, I asked the questions, but thanks, Chris. Thanks, Meg. Pleasure. Idiot! Didn't you put me in my place? And rightly so, for Woodside With has an ad in the latest edition of the National Indigenous Times, an inset in the Lord Rupert a whopping sin once a month, full of ads telling us how much the great fossil behemoths just love the Terra Nullius non-land, non-people, providing reliable energy to help people live better lives. with a beaming non-land, non-person worker, true altruism. How can we live better lives with that non-polluting, unreliable stuff? And the better lives might be even shorter, as former corporate regulator Rod Sims, no long-haired commie, greedy, wooden worker and iron pesky activist, calculated that the real methane emissions from Trubla Aussie coal extraction and use could be more than double the official estimate. So we'll burn even faster while enjoying the better lives Woodside with so generously provides. Notice Yelmigaliaxis, a small freshwater fish, could be the next species to join the long list of extinctions since the non-land, non-people were people on their land, but it only has itself to blame. Yelmigaliaxis could have saved itself if it had had the foresight to invest in great fossil behemoths like Woodside with mums and dads Yelmigaliaxis investors. And the environment will be even better off when Tuesday's budget announces an extra $3 billion for the North East Link, ending up with about 21 lanes of traffic, ensuring the fossil-led recovery leads us to non-recovery and wiping out any possibility of a Doncaster rail line, which of course was what the reserve was set aside for originally before authorities realised that did nothing to assist the fossil-led recovery and turn it into a freeway. As big economic guru Jim Chalmers Cavanagh points out, while he knows people are doing it tough, unfortunately economic circumstances make it impossible to offer them more than sympathy, but at least we'll help the pouring that $3 billion into catering for the fossils. Oh, and we can afford $1 million or so for a new scoreboard at Cadinia Park if those doing it tough can afford to get into the ground to enjoy the state-of-the-art flashing lights. And as the UN of the US of the UN of the world votes on whether the Palestinian non-land, non-people might be recognised as real people, a token vote given the US of the UN of the US of the world has already vetoed this outrageous proposition, declared the non-land, non-people, non-land, non-people. As we record this, Trubla Aussie seems set to take its renowned courageous stand and abstain. De facto declare the non-land, non-people, non-land, non-people. Courage under fire, with our minister for going overseas all the time and being a perfectly good little prefect, Penny Left Wing, praising the virtue of abstaining and telling us we would consult with our close friends. Pity the interviewer didn't ask which close friends, but we assumed the US of and Zion. No sense asking the Palestinian non-land, non-people what they think. Penny did tell the interviewer she was being frank in not declaring which way Trubla Aussie would vote. I'm being frank with you. How? Well, quite frankly, I'm being frank in not being frank. Like she already hadn't decided. Meanwhile, yet another week in which Zion ensures there are less and less non-land, non-people, although I'm sorry I said that, because I understand that any criticism, no matter how slight, of Zion or of a Zionist, is anti-Semitic, except Lord Rupert of Wapping's usual suspect columnist Bolt Through the Head, who devoted a whole column to attacking Jewish activist Anthony Lowenstein for his pro-non-land, non-people views. But seeing Bolt Through hasn't got a racist bone in his body, despite what that court ruling said, then he couldn't have been anti-Semitic. And investigations into an alleged murder of a civilian by Trubla Aussie trained killers in Afghanistan, just doing their job preventing us being overrun by murderous Afghans, has been dropped for want of evidence. Isn't that a surprise? Just as the whistleblower who led to war crimes being exposed is about to be sentenced for leading to war crimes being exposed. Surprise or not, two women from an economics consultancy have come up with facts and figures showing the belief that equal pay for women related to women doing certain, in parentheses, women job, is a myth. Wage discrepancies occur across the board in all jobs, all professions. Imagine if the equal wage case way back in the 70s hadn't won equal pay. apoplexy in the boardrooms as the evil ACTU has submitted in this year's lowest of the low paid case that the Fair Work Trubler Wazzy No Longer Work Choices Just Looks Like It Con Mission should award a 9% increase in sectors dominated by women, leading to a desperate call for the smelling salts in those boardrooms. This would put the entire economy at risk. On such matters, a young law student on placement raised sexual assault charges against a senior partner in a big end of town law firm. Unfortunately for her, the New South Wales Office of Legal Services Con Mission dropped the case without investigation back in October 2022. Now, what's interesting, listener? It's been revealed that in the middle of the dropped non-investigation against, as I say, a high-profile, big-end-of-town lawyer, the word must investigate in the Con Mission's charter was amended to may investigate. Pure coincidence, of course. The matter is now headed to the Supreme Court. And further to such matters, doesn't that ranking of female students at exclusive Yarra Valley Grammar by Couth Cream of the Crop male students show the wonderful advantages of a private school education? And as caring employers continue to point out the inefficiency, the threat to the economy, interest rates, inflation, you name it, of lazy avaricious workers not being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, outrageous decision in the New South Wales Personal Injury Con Mission this week over a supervisor doing nothing more serious than simply bombarding a worker on sick leave with calls, texts, emails. The bench ruled it was hostile, excessive, and inappropriately done, ordering the poor caring employer to cough up 10 months back pay and pay her ongoing compensation. What's the world coming to when a caring employer can't show just how much it cares? And by inference, there must be appropriate ways to harass workers on sick leave. In the modesty department, US of actor Drew Barrymore is coming to Trubler Wazzy to tell us her life story. "My life's journey has been an extraordinary odyssey," she told us what to expect for our money. She told you she was modest. "And I am absolutely thrilled to share my story, my triumphs, setbacks, and everything in between in Trubler Wazzy, at a price, of course. One of my favourite countries." Has she ever been here? Doesn't that make us feel proud, though? She loves us. But then, don't they all? They all love us, like the tennis circus that descends in January, and they all love playing in front of you guys until they lose and can't get out of the shower fast enough to get to the airport, moving on to the next circus where they just love playing in front of you guys. Wonder how many will fork out their hard-earned to hear Drew modestly laying out her extraordinary odyssey. Finally, in another outrageous decision, the High Court ruled that the Crown does not have immunity from damaging terra nullius non-land, non-people sacred sites after it built a walking track at Gunlum Falls in Kakadu without the consent of the local non-land, non-people. The Crown argued that it could do as it liked, as it has for 236 years. Thus, this sets a very dangerous precedent. Non-people telling us what to do. After all, the Crown represents us, listener. And as Lord Rupert's usual suspect columnist points out regularly, that sacred site carry-on is all superstition, unlike virgin birth and rising from the dead and ascending into the clouds. Good morning.